We're talking now with Steve and Mindy Clark from the Burlington, Oklahoma area, and representing Oklahoma in the excellence in ag category for the young farmers and ranchers. And Steve, first of all, why was your interest in competing in this particular competition?
Well, it fits us rather well. I mean, with my off-farm job as well as our own farming operation, it was a good fit for us.
So tell me a little bit about your operation as well as your job.
Well, I work for the Burlington Cooperative Association. I'm the agronomist there, and our family farm comprises of no-till. We do wheat, corn, beans, alfalfa. We also have a cattle feeding operation as well.
So, Mindy, I guess if you're home, are you home on a regular basis all day, or do you have a job as well?
I teach at Northwestern Oklahoma State University as an agricultural education instructor, and prior to that, I was an agricultural education teacher at Fairview High School.
So you're both busy with full-time jobs. You're actually farming when you can, right, around those jobs.
That's correct. In education, it works well for me working at the college because I do have the summers that I can help drive the grain cart, drive a silage truck. And, you know, we have an alfalfa seed cleaning business that we work together with in our extra time. And, you know, aside from that, I'm trying to go to school to work on my PhD as well.
So. Wow, you're busy. So how do you fit in everything you want to fit in, including some personal time for you and Steve?
Well, you know, it's all about managing your time well. You know, we try to be involved in our community, in our church. We also try to be involved in agriculture and our jobs and our professional organizations. So there's not really a lot of time for watching TV, you know, things like that. We try to be productive when we can.
Steve, I would think being an agronomist for the co-op there, that actually gives you a chance to maybe see the best of the best and maybe some things that are maybe not so good that you would want to then think about for your operation.
That's right. I kind of get the best of both worlds. I get to see what other producers do as far as fertilizer, soil fertility, seed varieties, and then I get to, I guess, plant the best on my farm. So I get to see a lot of different opportunities and options that are out there.
So tell me about the obviously the state level you won representing Oklahoma. You came here to Nashville. How has that competition gone? You know, tell me a little bit about the folks you've met and the actual sessions that you've gone through.
Well, we did make the top 10. We found that out yesterday. We also competed. There was two groups of five competed, and we will find out the winners today at the 3 o'clock session. The people have been great. I mean, the other states, you know, they're fun to be with. I like to talk to them about their operations, you know, as well as mine. We compare notes, and it's a neat social gathering.
What are the judges really looking for to say, you know, this is the best of the best?
That's a hard guess. Here at Nationals, it could be about anything. You know, we try to tailor our program to fit the judges, but, you know, it's tough. We just tell our story like it is, and hopefully they like it.
Mindy, you've worked with, obviously, FFA kids at Fairview, and now at the collegiate level there in Alva. What do you think about the future of agriculture as a business, both production but also maybe on the agribusiness side?
Sure. You know, I think the future is bright. There are a lot of good young people out there that represent us, represent agriculture well. I was very fortunate to get to work with wonderful students at Fairview and in Alva at Northwestern. I'm very fortunate to do the same. And so with that being said, you know, those students, they have an appreciation and a love for agriculture, and I'm very confident they're going to take that into the future and be productive at the next level.